Hello and welcome to Jazz Northwest, our regular Sunday afternoon survey of the regional jazz scene. I'm Jim Wilkie, and on today's show, I'm especially happy to present the first of two shows featuring the Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra playing music from Duke Ellington's Such Sweet Thunder, a suite of musical portraits including many of Shakespeare's most memorable characters, including tragic, comic, and heroic figures. The suite was commissioned by the Stratford, Ontario Shakespeare Festival, where the Ellington Orchestra performed in 1956. It was performed later in New York's Town Hall and recorded in an LP version in 1957. In his book, The Maestro, Beyond Category, John Edward Hasse wrote, "As did Shakespeare, Ellington deployed his players like great actors on a stage. Shakespeare was part owner of a repertory company and wrote only for that company. Likewise, Ellington had his own repertory company and wrote almost exclusively for its players." Those who know me know that I've long been a fan of both Shakespeare and Ellington, and this suite represents twin pinnacles of theater and music for me. Moreover, these performances are unique in that they combine Shakespeare's words and Ellington's music. I don't know of anywhere else this has been done. This combination was first introduced by the SRJO and actors from the Seattle Shakespeare Company in 2014, and they combined forces again last month. More music than we can fit into an hour, so we're doing the first part today, and we'll play the rest next week at this time. We recorded concerts at the Kirkland Performance Center and the Edmonds Center for the Arts, and these shows represent some of the best performances from both concerts. Co-artistic directors of the SRJO are Clarence A. Cox and Michael Brockman. Michael Brockman is conductor of this performance and makes a couple of appearances as an actor. Here's Michael to introduce the guest from the Seattle Shakespeare Company.
Now, as an introduction to Ellington's Such Sweet Thunder, we hope that you will welcome to the stage two very fine actors from Seattle Shakespeare. Here are Hannah Lass and Dara Kennan. Something from A Midsummer Night's Dream.
I was with Hercules and Cadmus once, when in a wood of Crete they bayed the bear with hounds of Sparta. Never did I hear such gallant chiding, for besides the groves, the skies, the fountains, every region near seemed all one mutual cry. I never heard so musical a discord, such sweet thunder.
My hounds are bred out of the Spartan kind, so flued, so sanded, and their heads are hung with ears that sweep away the morning dew, crook-kneed and dew-lapped, like Thessalian bulls, slow in pursuit, but matched in mouth like bells, each under each. A cry more tunable was never hollowed to, nor cheered with horn in Crete, in Sparta, nor in Thessaly. Judge when you hear. But soft! What nymphs are these?
My lord, this is my daughter here asleep, and this Lysander, and this Demetrius is, and this Helena, old Netter's Helena. I wonder of their being here together.
No doubt they rose up early to observe the rite of May, and hearing our intent, came here in grace of our solemnity. But speak, Aegeus. Is not this the day that Hermia should give answer of her choice?
It is, my lord.
Go, bid the huntsmen wake them with their horns.
Hit it, guys!
Thank you. That's Thomas Merritt on the trumpet, Travis Ranney on tenor saxophone, Dan Marcus on the trombone with that plunger mute, Dan Marcus, and Randy Halberstadt on piano.
You're listening to music from Duke Ellington's Such Sweet Thunder, performed by the Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra, with actors from the Seattle Shakespeare Company. 88.5 KNKX connects you with Jazz Northwest and live music around the area.
Now our actors will ask you to use your imagination and suspend disbelief while they use the words of the playwright to tell a story. Here is the traditional prologue from Shakespeare's Henry V, and it will lead us appropriately into Ellington's composition in tribute to Henry. Tonight it will feature Scott Brown on the trombone, and a little also from Bill Ramsey as well. Sank, of course, is French for five, and so the piece will be titled Hank Sank.
Oh, for a muse of fire that would ascend the brightest heaven of invention, a kingdom for a stage, princes to act and monarchs to behold the swelling scene. Then should the warlike Harry, like himself, assume the port of Mars, and at his heels, leashed in like hounds, should famine, sword, and fire crouch for employment. But pardon, gentles all, the flat, unraised spirits that have dared on this unworthy scaffold to bring forth so great an object. Can this cockpit hold the vasty fields of France? Or may we cram within this wooden O the very casks that did affright the heirs at Agincourt? Oh, pardon. Since a crooked figure may attest in little place a million, and let us ciphers to this great account on your imaginary forces work. For 'tis your thoughts that now must deck our kings. Carry them here and there, jumping o'er times, turning the accomplishment of many years into an hourglass. For the which supply, admit me, chorus, to this history, who prologue-like your humble patience pray, gently to hear, kindly to judge, as they play. Thank you.
Scott Brown on Darren Moore. Scott Brown.
Bill Ramsey, ladies and gentlemen. Bill Ramsey on the baritone saxophone. Jay Thomas on the trumpet. Jay Thomas. Randy Halberstadt.
Hi, I'm Hannah Lass with Seattle Shakespeare Company. So many of the subjects of Shakespeare's great tragedies are the rulers, the powerful, the influence makers, and it's arguable that the subject of this next Duke Ellington portrait has probably had the most influence of any of the Shakespearean tragic characters. Because of this person, we have terms like Tsar and Kaiser. And so, as a prelude to Duke's Sonnet for Caesar, we have this scene from Shakespeare's play Julius Caesar that takes place on the morning of March 15th, the fateful Ides of March, with Caesar and his wife, Calpurnia. What mean you, Caesar? Think you to walk forth? You shall not stir out of your house today.
Caesar shall forth. The things that threatened me ne'er look but on my back. When they shall see the face of Caesar, they are vanished.
Caesar, I never stood on ceremonies, yet now they fright me. There is one within recounts most horrid sights seen by the watch. A lioness hath whelped in the streets, and graves have yawned and yielded up their dead. Horses did neigh, and dying men did groan, and ghosts did shriek and squeal about the streets. O Caesar, these things are beyond all use, and I do fear them.
What can be avoided whose end is purposed by the mighty gods? Yet Caesar shall go forth, for these predictions are to the world in general as to Caesar.
When beggars die, there are no comets seen. The heavens themselves blaze forth the death of princes.
Cowards die many times before their deaths. The valiant never taste of death but once. Of all the wonders that I yet have heard, it seems to me most strange that men should fear, seeing that death, a necessary end, will come when it will come.
And now we will hear Travis Ranney playing the clarinet on a sonnet for Caesar.
Thank you.
Travis Randall.
You're listening to highlights from a performance of Duke Ellington's Such Sweet Thunder with words by Shakespeare, performed by the Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra and members of the Seattle Shakespeare Company. It's coming to you on 88.5 KNKX. Here's Michael Brockman.
And now in tribute to Shakespeare's masterpiece, Macbeth, we play Lady Mac, which will feature Sidney Houser on the alto saxophone and Michael Van Beber on the trumpet. But first, some of Macbeth.
Wherefore was that cry?
The queen, my lord, is dead.
She should have died hereafter. There would have been a time for such a word. Tomorrow. And tomorrow. And tomorrow creeps in this petty pace from day to day to the last syllable of recorded time. And all her yesterdays have lighted fools the way to dusty death. Out, out, brief candle. Life's but a walking shadow. A poor player that struts and frets his hour upon the stage and then is heard no more. It is a tale told by an idiot, full of sound and fury, signifying nothing.
Thank you.
Sidney Houser on the alto saxophone. Michael Van Bever on the trumpet. I think that was a flugelhorn, wasn't it? And now a piece evoking a scene from the Nile with a barge, an exotic queen, and an ostrich feather.
The barge she sat in, like a burnished throne, burned on the water. The poop was beaten gold, purple the sails, and so perfumed that the winds were lovesick with them. The oars were silver, which to the tune of flutes kept stroke, and made the water which they beat to follow faster as amorous of their strokes. For her own person, it beggared all description. She did lie in her pavilion, cloth of gold, of tissue, or picturing that Venus, where we see the fancy outwork nature. On each side her stood pretty dimpled boys, like smiling cupids, with divers colored fans, whose wind did seem to glow the delicate cheeks which they did cool, and what they undid, did.
And now here to close out the first half of our show is Ellington's piece, Half the Fun. Thank you. Thank you so much, Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra. Our guests from Seattle Shakespeare, Hannah Lass and Dara Kennan.
KNKX, bringing you the first of two programs of music from Duke Ellington's Such Sweet Thunder, recorded in concert with the Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra and members of the Seattle Shakespeare Company.
And now Hannah will give us something from Shakespeare's Othello. She presents Emilia's thoughts about husbands and wives, which will lead us into Ellington's sonnet, In Search of a Moor.
But I do think it is their husbands' faults if wives do fall. Say that they slack their duties and pour our treasures into foreign laps, or else break out in peevish jealousies, throwing restraint upon us. Or say they strike us, or scant our former having in despite. Why, we have galls. And though we have some grace, yet have we some revenge? Let husbands know their wives have scents like them. They see and smell and have their palates both for sweet and sour, as husbands have. What is it that they do when they change us for others? Is it sport? I think it is. And doth affection breed it? I think it doth. Is't frailty that thus errs? It is so too. And have not we affections, desires for sport, and frailty as men have? Then let them use us well. Else let them know the ills we do. Their ills instruct us so.
And now here's Phil Sparks to play Sonnet in Search of a Moor. And now from Midsummer Night's Dream, we meet Shakespeare's most famous mischief maker, Puck, followed by Duke's Up and Down, Up and Down.
up and down, I will lead them up and down. I am feared in field and town, goblin lead them up and down.
Either I mistake your shape in making quite, or else you are that shrewd and knavish sprite called Robin Goodfellow. Are not you he that frights the maidens of the villagery, those that hobgoblin call you and sweet puck? You do their work and they shall have good luck. Are not you he?
Thou speakst aright. I am that merry wanderer of the night. I jest to Oberon and make him smile when I a fat and bean-fed horse beguile, neighing in likeness of a filly foal. And sometime lurk I in a gossip's bowl in very likeness of a roasted crab. And when she drinks, against her lips I bob and on her withered dewlap pour the ale. The wisest aunt telling the saddest tales. Sometime for a 3-foot stool mistaketh me. Then slip I from her bum, down topples she, and Taylor cries and falls into a cough. And then the whole choir hold their hips and laugh and waxen in their mirth and knees and swear. A merrier hour was never wasted there.
And now we hear Michael Van Bever playing Up and Down, Up and Down. Michael Van Bever.
Oh, what fools these mortals be, Puck's statement, played there by Michael Van Bepper on trumpet with plunger mute, from Ellington's Such Sweet Thunder. There's much more music left in this suite, more than we have time for today, so we're going to hold over the latter part of the suite till next week. I hope you'll join us again then for the balance of the suite. Thanks to the musicians of the Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra for allowing us to record and broadcast their music. Thanks also to Michael Brockman, and thanks to Dara Keenan and Hannah Loss of Seattle Shakespeare Company, and to George Mount and Michael Brockman for the original concept of combining Shakespeare's words and Ellington's music in concert. The concerts were recorded at Kirkland Performance Center and the Edmonds Center for the Arts, and thanks to the tech staff in both locations, Howard Mostrom and AJ at Kirkland Performance Center and Andrew at the Edmonds Center for the Arts. KNKX intern Sam Martinez assisted us with recording these concerts. We'll have the balance of Such Sweet Thunder next week at this same time. I hope you'll join us again then. Meanwhile, if you missed part of today's broadcast or you want to hear it again, these programs are always available as podcasts at jazznw.org, at jazznw.org, or on the KNKX website, or wherever you get your podcasts. 88.5 KNKX connects you with Jazz Northwest every Sunday afternoon at this time. Some of the live jazz available around the region: Tom Grant and singer Shelley Rudolph will be at the Marine View Church at 6 p.m. tonight, and Dan DeRochers and Seattle Jazz Quartet at Seattle First Baptist Jazz Vespers at 6. Earl Clue is in his final night at Jazz Alley tonight. Joy DeFrancesco's trio plays Tuesday and Wednesday at Jazz Alley. The Tall and Small Big Band with Pete Chrislieb and Linda Small will be playing at the Highway 99 Blues Club on Wednesday night, the same night as the Full Circle Jazz Ensemble plays at the Royal Room, two excellent little big bands. And Tardo Hammer Trio plays for W.J. Mack at Sylvie Center in Bellingham. Hans Teuber and Jeff Johnson play a free concert in the Art of Jazz series at Seattle Art Museum, 5:30 on Thursday. Vincent Herring, great alto saxophonist, makes an appearance with Jared Hall Quintet at Tula's on Thursday night. Kurt Elling opens a run on Thursday, playing through Sunday at the Triple Door. Friday, Mark Seal's band will be at Tula's. Vincent Herring makes a guest appearance with the Pacific Lutheran Jazz Ensemble at PLU. And Choro Loco plays at Crossroads in Bellevue. Saturday night, Susan Pascal Quartet plays at Tula's. Rick Mandyke and Paul Gabrielson play at Osteria La Spiga. And Kareem Candy Band plays at Vito's. More information about good places to go can be found at the KNKX calendar and at earshot.org. Wrapping up our show today, two great arrangements, one by Bill Holman, played by the Tall and Small Band, and one by Bob Hammer, played by the Full Circle Jazz Ensemble. Both groups are playing Wednesday night in Seattle at the Highway 99 Blues Club and the Royal Room. Duke Ellington's Cottontail, as arranged by Bob Hammer for the Full Circle Jazz Ensemble, and before that, the Tall and Small Band with Pete Chris Lieb on baritone sax and Linda Small on trombone, and they played a Bill Holman arrangement of Bob Brookmeyer's tune Open Country. Both these bands will be playing on Wednesday night in Seattle, Tall and Small playing at the Highway 99 Blues Club, and the Full Circle Jazz Ensemble at the Royal Room. I'm Jim Wilkie, and that's our show for today. Give Big Day is coming up on May 9th. We hope you'll support KNKX. You don't have to wait until May 9th. You can schedule your gift now at knkx.org. You're listening to KNKX 88.5 Tacoma, Seattle, KPLI 90.1 Olympia, KVIX 89.3 Port Angeles, Victoria, KPLK 88.9 Cedar Woolley, and streaming all jazz worldwide at jazz24.org. Jazz, blues, and NPR News, 88.5 FM.